Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bold, before we get to the football, what about your Yankees? You think it's over tonight for the Yankees? You think they got some fight in them?
I hope they have some fight. I mean, that's about as embarrassing, you know, a series as you can recall what's been going on so far. So, you know, there's football scores being put up on them right now, you know? I mean, the Jets would gladly take those amount of runs that they're putting up right now. Yep. So it's not, it hasn't been good to this point. But, you know, everything can change in an instant. We've seen it before, but it's got to change quickly.
Speaking of embarrassing, let's get to the local football teams here. Let's start with the Giants, who had a very disappointing loss. Rookie mistakes all over the place. What'd you see from Jackson Dart in his start number two in New Orleans?
Well, I mean, you know, he takes them right down the field again, and, you know, they put up a score. You know, he's a great runner, but, you know, the fumble was careless, you know, just to get the ball knocked out of his hands right there. In that spot, that's just a careless fumble right there. But, you know, it was just disappointing because of the mistakes. You know, the Slayton fumble was horrible right before the half. That was a turnaround. They scored a field goal off of that. You know, the Scataboo fumble was unfortunate because, you know, it opened the game up when they're going in to score. All three fumbles happening in Saints territory. You know, those mistakes are hard to overcome on the road, especially if your defense isn't taking the ball away.
Yeah, and listen, Baldy, you know that some mistakes, and you kind of alluded to this here, are just careless and sloppy for sure. But others, you know, for young players, it takes a little bit of time to get used to the speed of the game. In terms of the speed of the game and processing, what are you seeing from Dart through two games?
Well, I think he sees the game pretty good. I mean, you know, he got the throw back, you know, down the field, like all those deep throws to Slayton and Hyatt would normally be going to Malik Nabers. You probably catch at least two of the five. You know, maybe that changes the game, but we know he's not there. The throwback, I thought he underthrew Slayton a little bit. He still could have caught it. You know, and then I thought he threw a good one to Slayton that he dropped. You know, it was perfectly thrown. So, you know, they're not getting any explosive plays, you know, in the passing game. And that's what all they talked about in the offseason was explosive plays. They took their shots. They didn't come up with any. So when you don't get explosive plays in this business, especially out of the passing game, you're probably not going to score a whole lot more than 14 points.
Yep. Let us ask you a bigger picture issue. Are the Giants a well-coached team?
They do things. They're coached, and I think they're listening to their coaches. The offensive line played pretty good against a good front. But that's a team that doesn't have a win. And to go down there and not win, you've got to say that when you have one win, when you're 1-4, mm-hmm. Nobody can say you're a well-coached team.
Yeah, well,
no matter what happens, yep. You're not well-coached.
Yeah, now listen, Tennessee is horrendous, and we also, even though they won, we also know their coach doesn't even know the rule book. So, I mean, that is a horrendously coached team. The Giants have a lot more talent. I don't, like, every other week, like, the defense shows up, then it doesn't, then it shows up. Like, I don't think the Giants are well-coached. And I think they have more talent. They should be better than this.
They should be better. I mean, look, the Saints played a rookie guard that went to North Carolina Central, Torricelli Simpkins, never played in the NFL. He made his first NFL start. I just thought Dexter Lawrence would just destroy him. Now, he gave up some plays. Don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, Kayvon, you know, backed him up a couple times. But it's not like he embarrassed himself out there. You know, I mean, you wouldn't even know he was out there, which is a good thing. But I just think you get a player like that, like you got to like make that, you got to welcome that guy to the NFL. And I don't think they did that. And so, I don't know, like sometimes the players got to just, they got to go make plays. They got to, you know, there should be holding calls on that kid. There should be all kinds of stuff, you know, pressure on Spencer Rattler more than there was. And, you get a deep shot down the field to Rashid Shaheed that changed the game. There wasn't enough pressure on the quarterback to not make that throw. And he had enough time to go air that one out. And that's disappointing.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. So is the defense thing, is that a scheme thing? Is it the players not doing enough? I mean, it doesn't make any sense with all the players that they have. They should be wreaking havoc in the opponent's backfield, and yet it seems they're sitting back. Is it scheme? What's going on there with the Giants, D-Bald?
They didn't just seem aggressive enough to me. The week before against the Chargers, they seemed aggressive, whether it's twist stunts or blitzes. But I don't know. I mean, maybe you're up 14-0. You don't want to give up a big play. You're kind of sitting back. You're not trying to put that team away. You're just not trying to get beat, things like that. And so then you get the big play. I thought they could have been a whole lot more aggressive against that team. You know, that quarterback has not been a good quarterback. He hasn't lost really been the reason why they've lost games. They've got good players in certain places. They've got some speed on the outside with Olave and Shaheed. But I think you got to – like it's the old Rex Ryan thing. You know, you hit him early in the game, you know, he's going to give you two late in the game. And I didn't feel like they got aggressive enough early in that game against that guy.
Boldy, let's push it forward a little bit here. Obviously a big one in terms of eyeballs and storyline. Saquon against his old team here Thursday night. I mean, the Eagles just, they look different, man. What is going on with them?
Well, I feel like they're spending a lot of time trying to cater to their wide receivers who weren't getting the ball enough. I mean, Saquon had one carry in the fourth quarter. They got skunked 18-0 in the fourth quarter by Denver. They were up 17-3. They didn't even include him in the offense. He scored the biggest touchdown of the day for him on a little wheel route out of the backfield. He looked like Saquon. And then they just completely went away from him from the middle of the third quarter all the way through the end of the game. But he's not getting the type of runways that he got a year ago when he was literally the best player in the league. So it's a little bizarre. Maybe after that debacle and collapse against Denver on Sunday, maybe they'll decide like maybe Saquon should be our best player, and maybe we should put the ball in his hands a whole lot more than they are.
I'm sorry, Sal, I was going to follow up. You think maybe because he had so much usage a year ago that they're just kind of easing into the start of the season and unleash him as they get deeper, gets colder out, you think?
No, okay. He didn't have any injuries. I saw him in the offseason.
Okay.
He was on the golf course like he likes to do in his free time. But I saw him, in OTAs. He looked fine. You'd see him on a wheel route go 47 yards for a touchdown against that defense, and he just ran away from everybody. I think the speed is still there. He just hasn't gotten – I've seen him go against Kansas City 13 yards right up the middle untouched. I feel like he's still got the same ability. And even though he had – 450 plus touches a year ago in 20 games. I feel like none of that has worn him down at all.
You know, unfortunately, Baldy, you talk about the big plays with the Giants. Well, they don't have their best wide receiver, one of the best in the game, and Malik Nabers. And I was very critical of Slayton. You mentioned the drops. I'm infuriated watching Slayton for years here. I don't think he belongs in the NFL. You watch the film. You played in the league. What do you think of Darius Slayton, who I know he's banged up and he might not play anyway, but trying to fill that void of a number one receiver for the Giants?
Well, I mean, I always thought, he's from Auburn, and I remember talking to him early on. Like, he was a legit deep threat, maybe his first 2 years in the league, whatever. Like, he doesn't look like he can run the same anymore. Like, on that fumble recovery for a touchdown, that's a deep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Defensive back there, like I thought he would at least close the ground on that defensive back running it back for a touchdown. And I didn't see it. Like I don't know that he has the same speed that he once had. Now he's in the league, what, 7-8 years. So maybe he has slowed down, but I don't see great deep speed from him right now.
So, Baldy, I'm putting you on the spot. If you don't know, it's all good because I know you're in the trenches really doing the NFL stuff. I was telling Sal and our listeners that if there's one game Jet fans have to pay attention to this weekend in college, it's going to be Oregon and Indiana, 3:30 kick on CBS. Dante Moore for Oregon, Fernando Mendoza for Indiana. Do you have a preference of the two? Just try to get an early read on the quarterback market because, let's face it, Jets are going to be picking very early and we'll be picking a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, they should. I don't have a preference right now. It's too early. It's only five games. I saw Moore have a good game against Penn State, you know, a couple weeks ago in Happy Valley there.
Mm-hmm.
Played well. And I know Indiana's, you know, off to the races here. They wiped up Illinois a couple weeks ago, I think, in their last game that they played.
Yeah.
Mendoza's been good. But, you know, they're basically one-year players. So, I mean, in their respective programs, now, if I could go back and study them in other places, you know, you got to do that, you know, when these guys are coming through the portal now, they're, you know, one-year stops. But I haven't studied them enough right now to say,
yep,
like, this is going to be Baker Mayfield, you know. I don't know.
Understood. Let me ask you this way then, and trust me, I hear you. But does it seem on any level like it's a false elevation that they could be going that early and could potentially be franchise quarterbacks?
Well, that process really starts, you know, during the bowl season, Senior Bowl, those kind of things, you know, and then the college football playoff, you know, it starts during then. And then it's a long process. I mean, nobody thought Dillon Gabriel would be the starter in Cleveland. He played really well, you know, against Minnesota, and he was a third round pick. It's just hard to evaluate these guys at this time of the year right now until you sit down, you talk to them, you find out what they're all about. Even if you went back and you watched Ole Miss last year after five games, would you trade up in the first round to take Jackson Dart after five games last year? I don't know that you would have done that. But, you know, the body of work, getting to know the guy, you know, the whole offseason where you get a chance to work him out, go to the comp, all the things that you do, That's a whole separate process.
Baldy, any concerns that Aaron Glenn might be overmatched?
Well, I mean, if you watched the game last night, and I know you did, you know, Jacksonville had the fewest takeaways in the NFL a year ago. They were dreadful. Liam Cohen comes in, new offense, new defense coordinator, Anthony Campanile. They got 14 takeaways in the biggest one of the season on the interception return. The guy, Devin Lloyd's been in this league now for a while. He leads the league in interceptions. Something like, if you want to turn things around, take the ball away. And the Jets don't have a takeaway. Like, they don't even get their hands on footballs. So, you know, is he overmatched? I don't know. If you want to get competitive, figure out a way to take the ball away. Now, that starts in practice, you know, the punching it out, all the different drills that you can do. And they're not doing any of that right now on the field. That's an indictment on a coach.
Yeah,
I know. And in this part, like, it's just – like, I don't know how many fans are sitting there and watching all these games or the Jets. They can't run a play without a mistake. And some of this stuff is just stupid. You know, like without a pre-snap penalty, without somebody falling down, without the ball getting on the ground, like they can't run a play without an error. Like, what are they doing during the week? That is all comes under the head coach.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's a problem. All right, Boldy, we appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys, you got it.
Let's go, Yanks, buddy.
Oh, you got
Let's
it.
Go.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Yeah, who would have thought after that Jets performance that the Yankees would be even worse on Sunday?
What a commentary on Glenn. That was some pretty heavy stuff right there. I'm not saying it can't turn around, but that's about as negative a scouting report as you can have for a coach five games in.
I just don't understand it. You're talking about, like, you could say if it were some dude who has been a lifelong coach but never played.
Yeah.
Understood.
I hear you.
Overmatched, whatever. This is a guy who had success as a player.
Yep.
Worked his ass off through the ranks to get this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Says all the right things, has the right mindset, and yet his team can't do anything. Anything right?
Knows the market. Parcells' disciple was, Sauce is not what we thought he was, but he at least was given a few above average players on defense. They zero turnovers in five games is inexplicable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.